On this episode, we have two new voices and faces. If you're listening, you're going to hear their voices for, I guess, Jill, you've been on the podcast before. Michaela, you've been not? Yeah, this is the first.
Oh, wait, you the other season.
Yeah, the other seasons. Yeah. I'm just referencing the past seasons. But we've added video, and so you're meeting Angelica. This is Angelica. Thank you, Jesus, for my sister. And then this is Michaela.
Hello.
Praise the Lord. And you know, Cheyenne Voltage Eakin.
Cheyenne Eakin Fire.
It does it every time. Every time. Because I use Siri a lot to call you.
I love it. I want to hear it later.
Okay.
Didn't work last time.
Yeah, it didn't work last time. So on the last episodes that were filmed, I guess 2 weeks ago now, there was such like just a grace on the entire day and conversation. And just, I'm just thankful that I even have this community, like in the first place, that God divinely orchestrated this entire group. And I love how Cheyenne has said yes to just like discipling us and also like helping us give bread and, and fish to others, to preach the gospel, to freely give what we've freely received, because we, just us three alone, just sitting in this episode, have received a lot of bread and hours of counseling and hours of deliverance and healing through the power of the blood of Jesus just being preached through your life, Cheyenne. Amen. And so I'm so thankful. Yeah. And the last episodes ministered to me, and I was in them. I listened back as if I wasn't. And there's just so much meat here at Eyes on Jesus and in this community and in the way, like you just said before we started, like we plan a meeting and the Holy Spirit takes over. And so I hope he does right now. I hope that whatever, whether it's all three of us crying or there's no tears and we're laughing for an hour, whatever, or we're answering questions. I just love that. I just want there to be no worldly mindset or agenda ever in my little life. And especially on a public podcast, you know, where people are going to hear this and there's souls listening who are searching, you know.
It'll take a careful dying to yourself every day.
Right.
Because that flesh will rise up every single day.
Every single day.
And some days more than others. Right. And I'm thankful that you even know this and that you care. So thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
It's such a gift to know how many people don't know that there's even a worldly mindset to guard against, you know. How many, I mean, I was hearing a message this morning, and a man was saying, if you're even convicted of sin, and we've talked about this before, but it was hitting me again. If you're even convicted of sin, thank God.
Thank you.
That you can feel that conviction.
It's not seared.
Thank God. Right.
Yeah.
Because we could easily just.
We could be sitting here talking about anything. We could be talking about things that would literally, instead of setting people free from bondage, we could sit here, even on a Christian podcast, and help people come into bondage. We could wrap ropes around them with our words. Literally wrap ropes of bondage around them with our words and have no idea that we are responsible. People, some people will only know at Judgment Day what they, the victims of things like this they were and how many people they allowed the enemy to victimize through them. And so the fact that you even care about that is miraculous.
Praise the Lord.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
Because the world now, they think they're setting people free. I'm telling you, a hit songwriter stood at my brother's funeral and said, basically, bragged about the fact that he helped my little brother leave the straight and narrow. In his mind, he was helping liberate him, not helping send him to what ultimately killed him. So
Right.
This is a miracle.
Because the world hates what God loves and loves what God hates.
And they don't, they're not thinking, I shouldn't hate this, but no, they hate it.
They hate it.
They call good evil and evil good.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So literally he sat there and took full credit for helping my brother leave the straight and narrow. And it was not a confession or repentance.
Right. It was like braggadocious.
Yes. So I'm just sitting here being thankful that you know and care.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That your podcast, that this podcast, you want it to help deliver people.
100%.
A lot of people are saying, oh, freedom. Right. I mean, we read in Jude last night that they bring people down with their immoral freedom.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying? We proclaim freedom the way Jesus proclaimed freedom, but he was seen as an enemy to freedom.
Right.
John the Baptist was, he came preaching repentance. Ooh, he came bringing freedom to whoever would listen to him. But he was seen, Herod's wife, because he accused him of adultery. He was seen as an enemy to her freedom.
Woo!
And she demanded his head.
Wow. So it's all an actual miracle when we want God's version of freedom, which is eternal himself. Salvation.
An actual peace and joy.
An actual peace and joy.
In our hearts here because of his righteousness.
Right.
His.
It's his righteousness. It's his life that produces the peace and joy we have.
Wow.
Thank you. So I can't, you know, as you're talking, I'm just like listening to you and not listening to you is like, oh, we're taping this. Like I'm... Do you say taping?
Yeah, taping. It's a tape.
Okay.
I love that.
It's a digital tape now.
Taping.
Vinyl records.
What'd you say?
Vinyl records.
Yeah. I just am like overwhelmed with just thankfulness that here we have so many people in this church. But right here, three girls. And me, I'm a solo girl.
Yeah.
That we even care. That we're not here trying to make profit, make a name for ourselves, and in doing so, preaching our own agendas and bringing people into some type of freedom that is actually bondage.
Right.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Jesus.
Humility is a miracle.
It's a miracle.
Such a gift.
Wow. That reminds me, I'll say one more thing and then we'll get to a question in the jar. But... I named it the question jar, y'all. Real.
Yeah, that's what it is. Jar?
The jar is present. Michaela.
It's
Michaela.
It reminds me. Yeah, shake
so
it up.
So jarring.
I can't wait. Oh. You're funny, Cheyenne.
So
are you,
funny.
Are you going to introduce little girl on the podcast?
What's up, babe?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know she would.
Your little, dream just came
true. My dream came true.
Merry Christmas. Little
thank love. You so Merry much. Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Christmas.
Listen, I will allow
happy it's not your birthday.
To do a whole podcast with you if you ever
want. Oh, I want one.
That would be awesome.
Little girl.
I want to be there.
My
that's
little sister.
Right. I told you that on Saturday that I would be your little sister. Little girl would be your little sister. Look out, abs.
You'll be abs.
What?
You'll be the second abs, or are you
look
first?
Look out, Abby.
Look out, Abby.
Yeah, look out.
Abby is my blood sister.
Actual little sister.
And little girl, if you're watching, is one of my favorite people I've ever met.
Me too.
By far. I love little girl so much. Little girl was screaming a Christmas song recently that I filmed.
Alone.
No.
Yeah, our
Santa Claus. Yeah, except it ain't your birthday.
Happy not your birthday.
If somebody is squalling and crying, then you can say happy birthday, happy day of your birth, kid.
Squalling.
And if you ain't squalling and crying,
I can't handle that word.
Squalling.
If you ain't squalling and crying, nobody can say happy day of your birth.
Because you're not a baby.
This ain't your, nobody's
Can we define
birthday.
Squalling?
You get one birthday. It's the day you was born.
So you get one time.
So
and then
do you ever get to say happy birthday to anyone?
Why would you? Yeah, if they was born.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If She's you was born spicy. On this day, happy birthday.
I love her so much. I love Cheyenne more. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Question. How do I date biblically?
Oh!
Burr, 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 burr. Wait, I wish we had video footage about 3 years ago of this community right here in the podcast, because I can just hear Cheyenne and Kevin. Don't date.
Don't date.
Dating.
I don't believe in dating.
No. No. Go for it.
Me?
Go for
yeah.
it. Y'all are all Lord. Married.
I mean, you're married, Michaela. So
I have been married for 3 years. Oh, no, my Bible ripped. It'll be okay.
In Jesus' name.
Let's Jesus stretch our heals. Hands. Jesus heals.
Does anybody have tape? Did you rip it?
I just made it worse.
Jesus.
So represent go for it. Yes. Will you say the question one more time?
Yes. How do I date biblically?
Singles.
So, so 3 years we've been married, and I came to Nashville in 2016. Long story short, grew up in Nashville for 9 years of my life. Family moved back to Nevada, where all of their family was. And the Lord told me to come buy a one-way ticket to Nashville in 2016. So
wow.
I came, and he closed every door back home in Nevada. And I found God when I came, like
wow.
actually found him in freedom. And so I remember going from, and Jill knows this a lot, too, because she met me in 2016, yeah. where I was constantly like, I think because the culture here was so foreign to me, like an actual, like godly men, I was, mm-hmm. it was so foreign to me. I had never met, honestly, never met a godly man.
Right. Me neither.
Back in where I was, and you know.
True.
So I was here, and it was like a shock to me, and I was constantly like, is that my husband? Oh, is he my husband? Like,
yeah. Right.
Constantly.
I was just sitting here thinking, I almost feel like I was in the passenger seat of
yes.
some of that process.
Like, I was always the one, I just have always loved connecting and
yeah.
and just intentional with friends. And so stayed in touch. I came and visited in 2015. And it's so fun how the Lord orchestrates everything, and how even then when I was visiting, she was talking about this boy that she felt like the Lord said was her husband, and I was in another relationship that was not God.
So it was
all.
Not dating biblically?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. And but I was longing
for
that. A godly relationship.
Had you ever experienced that before
no.
or no? Yeah, me neither.
I had never. And I didn't know, kind of like what Shai was saying the last mm-hmm. podcast, like, saying you didn't know you were in an abusive relationship.
Sure didn't.
I didn't know either.
Jesus.
And I just remember hearing so loud and clear over and over and over the enemy saying, like, well, now you've done it. Like, mm-hmm. now you've given him, like, everything, essentially. So you have to stay. Like, there's no hope. There, you can't get out of it.
You're talking, like, physically and everything?
Yeah. yeah. Just emotionally, everything.
I remember that feeling, too.
And I was so... Mm-hmm. heartbroken, because I was like, oh wow, like this is
I'm
this
so
is
glad
it.
You're saying this yeah. because I'm sure a lot of people listening
yeah
some will relate to that, so you can break that lie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, it's such a lie, and I was believing it for a long time because I didn't have any hope, and I you know, I thought because I messed up I couldn't go to God, so then I was hiding from him, but I didn't want to. I wanted him so bad, but I was so ashamed and so just trapped. Like, I actually was trapped. And so I really, to this day, can remember the thoughts. Oh, well, you're never going to have a man of God, husband. You're going to have to marry this guy.
Wow.
And I was just so torn. My heart was just back and forth.
Wow.
And just a battle. And so I remember when my sweet friend Meadow was telling me about this boy that she really liked and felt like the Lord said was her husband, and talking about his family and how he has, well, there's 6 boys and 3 girls. And I thought, wow, that's awesome. Like, I come from a big family too, and I have 7 siblings and 1 of 8 oldest. And just hearing her talk about their relationship and the Lord, and it really encouraged me. And it kind of, I think it shook me awake a little bit. Mm. But the conversation between a friend that really shook me awake, which I think gave me permission, was one day sitting at lunch with her, and this was after I came back from Nashville, sitting at lunch with a friend, telling her about the relationship I was in and how, you know, I don't even know all what I shared, because it was so long ago, so I don't know exactly what I shared, but I know the Lord used her.
And this was the unhealthy relationship?
Yes, because I was still in it. Okay. I was in it for 2 years.
Okay.
And I just wanted to be loved. I think that was the biggest trap. I wasn't going to God. I didn't know I could. There's such a love deficiency in my heart that I was getting it through a false love.
Right.
Like, it wasn't actually true love. It wasn't fulfilling, and it wasn't safe. And so this friend, we were sitting down eating, and I don't know what I shared, but I just remember her saying, you know, Michaela, like, God can't give you the right thing if you're holding on to dear life to the wrong thing. Like, you actually have to surrender. You actually have to let go. Like, he's not just going to come snatch it. You know, he wants you to give it to him. Mm. And I knew I hadn't given it up at all.
Like, the desire to be married or that relationship?
That relationship.
Okay. Wow.
Because I was terrified of what would happen. And you
felt stuck.
Yes. Right. So I think that day, I remember something shifting in my heart that felt like permission. Like, there was like a shift in my heart, and it felt like the Lord offered a hand of like, you can get out. And I was so confused, I think, from then on. I was back and forth, and what do I do? And then that's what led me into actually crying out to God for probably the first time in years. Because I went into this relationship thinking, oh, I can help him. Like, I can bring him to God. Mm-hmm. Ooh, which is a lot of trap.
Not dating
for most girls.
Snake number one, is that what you said, Shai?
Yes.
And that's not biblically.
No, and I didn't know the word of God. And
that's literally what you were saying before we started, was thinking you can help someone.
Yes.
Oh. And we're just talking about it in a dating sense. But Cheyenne was saying earlier, like, the moment she realized she couldn't help anyone was when she actually started to help people with the Lord. Like,
letting the
Lord help them.
You have
through
to be
her.
Convinced you can't. But the other thing that ties into is if I become responsible for someone's emotions and I'm trying to help them, then I am very easily manipulated by whatever is actually controlling and hurting them. And so that's what happens in many relationships many times. It starts with a good intention of, oh, they have potential, I can help. No.
That.
Warning. You cannot help them as much as there's a potential of you being hurt.
Right.
You know, that's the whole thing of trying to lift someone up. It's easy for them to drag you down.
Right.
That's actual.
And that's
actual. Just true.
And that was an example for me set, unfortunately, just because of broken family and home. Like, I was taught to try to literally find a guy that if he was like okay enough, I could maybe like get him to be what I deserved.
Yeah.
Change him.
I'm not saying like I deserve, like I'm amazing. I'm saying like a godly man, like that actually is on fire for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't even on fire. So I'm just saying like, I'm so thankful that you have just that we've learned here that when we try to influence anyone, whether it's a friend or a boy or anyone, we are probably under their influence.
Well, and literally with dating.
With dating.
And especially if there's physical affection and emotional ties, you will not only not help them, you will pick up any evil spirit that Woo. Is influencing them.
That.
You yeah. literally will. Your soul ties formed. Mm. I remember when my little brother started dating a girl, he became like her. Suddenly he was that disordered. Exactly. Everything. So yes, instead of helping you much more, because your heart's going and kind of helping, but your heart's already involved. Yeah. So your heart becomes enmeshed and you just take on.
Yes.
You're sucked in.
Can you talk about a soul tie really quick? Because I was recently asked what that is. And I know when I was dating unbiblically, there was always a soul tie formed through not only physical, you know, like kissing, going farther than that, whatever it was, but also emotional, like basically what we're talking about. Like, because I didn't know what it was until I came here.
Yeah, if you cross, and let me say here, I don't know, and I'm not saying we can't, but I'm not really even sure the accurate term would be biblical dating, because you don't see that in the Bible.
Come on.
So I would say, how can you date in a godly way?
Oh, that's even better.
And the only way to date in a godly way is completely led by God.
Woo! Please say it.
Because there was no dating in the Bible. Right. Families arrange marriages. Mm-hmm. From what I understand. And so there wasn't like fickle falling in love and out of love. And there was no like match.com
trying
or whatever.
On. Trying
you know what I mean?
I'll just go get a free dinner.
yeah.
For real. All the mindsets around.
Yes. Right. Right. No. And if you like tried people out and slept around, you would be stoned. So you can't even say biblical dating, because there was no biblical dating. You got married and then you got to know each other.
Right. Now
getting married.
That is the Bible right there.
Yeah, you slept around then, you're stoned.
Ooh, geez. Amen.
So
Cheyenne has permission to arrange my marriage.
Function when you'll say stuff like that.
soul ties, that maybe could be in a whole
another one,
another half of an episode, but the Bible talks about souls being knit or tied. Okay. And it's just sometimes you get to the reason my husband is not for casual dating. I'll let him speak for himself. We definitely are happy when people decide to move toward marriage if they feel the Lord is
right.
But the you know, I was hearing somebody say the other day, and it's true, the point of godly marriage is to glorify God and godly offspring, like godly
Amen.
Children. So it's just not the Hallmark movie.
It's not the movie.
Much less the stupid other movies. It's not the point.
Not, right?
And our whole thoughts toward love have been shaped by Hollywood.
It's yep, true. Right.
And
the world.
And so that must be eradicated from our hearts and our minds.
Right.
Or we will never be satisfied with anything.
With anything. You know? Even if we do get married.
Right. And so when you just start dating someone and hanging out with them and sharing your secrets, may I just say something right here?
Please.
Stop sharing so much.
Yeah.
A guy should not hear within a month or two everything people did to you and how you were hurt. Mm. People don't need to hear all that. That needs to be taken to the Lord and someone in godly leadership who could actually help look after your soul. A guy's going to take advantage of that. Mm. More than
Jesus.
Likely, please stop sharing so much. So when your souls start knitting together, then it's harder than it has to be once you realize, bad idea.
Right.
And you start trying to move away. There's already this invisible bond.
Yep.
You know, and so many times in marriages, in counseling, and there needs to be deliverance, breaking ties. I mean, after I was married, people kept coming up in my dreams until I took it to the Lord in prayer. I repented of agreements made with these people that God didn't arrange.
Right.
Wow.
You know, we arranged it.
Right.
My loneliness. Don't let your loneliness arrange
Jesus.
A relationship for you.
That has gotten me into deep trouble multiple times. I used to never say I was lonely.
And you will go into a relationship if it is not of God and you don't do it led by the Spirit, you can enter a relationship broken and leave even more broken, because now you've picked up their brokenness and all of their fragmentation of their soul that's just split off. I mean, really and truly, the Bible says if a man sleeps with a prostitute, he becomes one with her. If you sleep with someone who's slept with many, it's just, you're just enmeshing all these, integrating, whatever the words you would say, bringing all these spiritual realities together. Yeah. It's not a joke.
So spiritual.
No.
So be careful. Yeah. Be led by the Spirit.
Yeah. Yes. Amen.
Don't be led by your loneliness.
Godly. That's so good.
Yeah.
Because there's no lonely like married lonely anyway. So dating and marriage will not fix your loneliness anyway.
No.
So don't let loneliness tell you what to do.
Yeah. So
that's
good.
So good.
Tell loneliness you're not alone.
Amen.
If you are a believer, you have a promise that God is always with you.
Yes.
If you're Spirit-filled, he is in you. So please don't listen to loneliness as a liar.
Yeah.
Or the culture and the pressure.
I don't even know about it. Like, honestly, when y'all talk about some of this stuff, when y'all talk about some of this stuff, I don't understand the pressure y'all are under. Because I never felt it.
Well, one of the things I think for me, when I was still single and like longing for a husband and mainly to be loved, to feel loved, like we've talked about a lot. And I think I still had judgment toward my mom and just all kinds of issues that I've since repented of and walked through a lot of healing and a lot of repentance and a lot of surrendering.
Yeah.
But I remember just the comparison from social media. Just seeing people get married or look happy or something's missing, like the grass is always greener style of mindset.
Right.
When in reality, most likely they're not as happy as their Instagram pictures portray at all.
Right.
At all.
I would say a lot of people that are truly happy don't put it on Instagram.
No.
Yeah.
Our most wonderful moments as a family, no one will ever know about.
So beautiful.
We don't even share it with our closest friends because we're in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're not advertising it. Mm-hmm. So they're the most beautiful things are typically not ever posted about.
So beautiful.
So beautiful.
Yeah. And I think another thing, just, and I think this has been happening for generations. I could be wrong. Probably wrong. But I don't know. But I'm just thinking like from parents and family members and just that have this like time limit on their children.
Yes.
But like if they're not, mainly it's selfish because they want grandchildren probably. Or because they want to see.
Vicariously living.
Yeah. Right.
Like you were saying recently around the holidays, or like you go home and get asked about that. Or I recently was talking to a girl who just turned 20 and she's like, well, I'm just the only one not married or in anything serious.
It's like a real deal.
Very real. And it takes a lot of people down. And it like, just from a counseling perspective, most people came in considering trauma to be their singleness.
Wait, what?
And I'm just remembering that right now. Like, what would bring them in?
You're joking.
As far as a presenting counseling issue.
Maddie's face. I wish it was on camera. Maddie's like this.
Their, like, discontentment, essentially, but singleness being the main...
The main reason for trauma?
That's...
Factor. I mean...
Sorry.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm just saying from the cultural standpoint and in the Christian world, the pressure, this immense pressure that I'm less than or nothing.
Or you're that's hopeless. American Christianity.
Yeah. I'm deficient. Yeah. I'm not meeting the picture. Whatever it may be, just saying.
Or people think go to the extreme like I'm outside of God's will because
I can
wasn't
just
in the
spin
right place at the wrong time.
So like, many ways. Like, am I going to miss it? Like just so many mindsets.
Or you're failing your family.
Am I going to miss it?
Am I going
to
miss it is huge.
The time.
Just speaking some of what to give
I
a picture of.
That told me that too. Like, I'm 20 and I'm not married yet. And I was, wait,
like
what?
Like 20.
You're 20.
Like your life is less
just
than.
Pressure.
I didn't get married until I was 32. And I'm so, 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 so grateful because I would have wrecked
it's really
it.
Encouraging.